With just 11 days before the Pennsylvania primary election, congressional candidates in the Delaware Valley are scrambling to bring votes in redrawn districts. WHYY's Dave Davies has been following the money in the races and has this look at the role of big spending super PACs and the candidates they support.
There are about 250,000 households in a congressional district, and you aren't going to connect with all of them by knocking on doors. It takes media buys to become known quickly, and that's expensive, which is why fundraising is a big deal in campaigns. At a debate in South Philadelphia last week, broadcast on WURD Radio, candidates for the 5th Congressional District were asked about their fundraising. Larry Arata, who said he'd struggled to raise $10,000, had something to say about his rivals.
What some of them have not said, you know, one person, one labor leader, should not be the dictator of over $1 million or $500,000 into one person's campaign. One person should not have that much power.
It was the elephant in the room. While most candidates raise money in relatively modest checks, living within federal contribution limits, lucky ones have the benefit of a super PAC, one of those committees spawned by the Citizens United decision that can raise and spend unlimited sums as long as they don't coordinate with the candidate they support. The labor leader Arata referred to was John Dougherty of the Electricians Union, the biggest known donor of a super PAC that spent $500,000 to help candidate Rich Laser. But there's another super PAC active in the race, supporting former prosecutor Ashley Lunkenheimer. And she was pressed by the audience to say who was funding that effort. To the surprise of some, she responded.
There have been three individuals on my supporters who are on my campaign finance reform list who have told me that they believe so much in the importance of this race and my candidacy that they would like to provide additional support to my candidacy. When they say that, I cannot work with them on that.
Lunkenheimer didn't name the three people, but a report filed this afternoon shows that the one who provided $100,000, nearly all the money in the super PAC, is the candidate's mother, Molly Shepard, a successful businesswoman who happens to be a former chair of WHYY's board of directors. The parental tie raises the question of whether the super PAC can be truly independent of the campaign. Lunkenheimer's mother is interested enough to invest heavily in her daughter's campaign, but presumably refrains from talking strategy with her. When WHYY placed a call to Shepard last week to ask about that, the call was returned by the manager of her daughter's campaign, the very staff she's not supposed to be coordinating with. There also seems to be a choreography in the Super PAC's media efforts. The campaign buys TV ads but doesn't do direct mail, as most congressional campaigns do. The Super PAC fills that gap, doing direct mail, not TV. I asked David Leventhal of the Center for Public Integrity about all this.
It's curious. It shows how close that Super PACs and candidate committees can work in some degree of concert. It's possible for a Super PAC and a candidate committee to coordinate without breaking laws on coordination.
Leventhal says the Federal Election Commission is deadlocked in partisan conflict and does little to restrict coordination. So everything the Lunkenheimer PAC is doing has been done before. Super PACs have been funded by parents. Super PAC commercials use video shot by candidate campaigns and posted on YouTube. And while Lunkenheimer and her mom are obviously close, Laser is no stranger to those funding the Super PAC helping him, which has spent six times more than the Lunkenheimer-friendly PAC. Laser's wife used to work for the Electricians Union. Laser was asked about his big-spending Super PAC at the debate. It was awkward.
There's a Super PAC, apparently, as in the newspaper, and putting money on television in for my behalf. I would be glad to support and overturn Citizens United, but I'm proud of the labor. I'm proud of labor and them supporting me because I'm proud. We stand for the same things for the working people of this district.
There are other super PACs active this year, one funded by Emily's List, which supports Democratic women who support abortion rights, has spent nearly $200,000 on mailers for Montgomery County candidate Madeline Dean and Bucks County candidate Rachel Reddick. Dave Davies, WHYY News.